press passes came for Wizard World, so we'll go check that out and see if that's worth anything. With all the stars coming, it's supposed to be Jason Momoa and Matt Ryan. Some
Are you
other
serious?
People. Yeah, we'll see.
Aquaman himself.
Yeah, we'll see. We go check it out, man. You know, we'll see what our press passes get us, man. You know, what access do we get with press with that stuff?
Getting
you know?
Any beverages with that?
I hope we get something with it.
Bag of chips.
Bag of chips. That would be wouldn't be so bad.
No, it wouldn't, because you do use a lot of energy walking around that spot.
It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
The Umbrella Academy is the title of the show. Episode 228. And it's Fans of Patrol time! I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the entire full deck, fully packed, stacked posse. Miss Tifflebot, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. We missed you last week, man. You know?
Yeah.
How dare you go on vacation?
It was
right,
nice.
You with
it was sunny.
Yeah, you missed a great movie, man.
Oh
know?
My god,
we did the Battle Angel movie, man. It was good.
What was it?
Alita. Yeah, Battle Angel. Oh, and Mister
SMOOVE spells woo, not Dwayne.
How are you this week, sir?
I feel good because guess what? The Olympics might be bringing back. Well, they might be introducing breakdancing as one of the events.
Get out.
Oh yeah. And here's some more weird sport news. France. The whole country has just recognized lightsaber battles as a true sport for them. But for real.
Fuck off.
I'm being serious.
Get fucked.
I'm being serious.
It was the coolest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
It was
life.
On NBC News. You know, have you ever seen those cats? Those cats.
Yeah, I see.
Dude,
yeah.
They be, you know, I mean, it's just basic acrobatic fencing, you
right,
know?
Right,
but
right.
It's cool.
I don't give a shit. Some people have really acrobatic sex. I don't think that should be an Olympics. Like, I mean, that's so funny.
Acrobatic sex. Oh,
I
shit. Just,
I mean, come on, folks. Calm down. Slow your roll.
So that will actually be on ESPN one day.
It's recognized, but France, only France. Everybody else is gonna climb.
What? That's the first. It's you know, right. The person out of the gate, and then everyone else follows.
Of course,
follows
of course, them. Everybody's coming on board. Those little shiny swords, you know, just
it really depresses me. That you've depressed me.
Oh no, you know, the last time I went to the Comic-Con Wizard World, they had a demonstration, man. They just had these cats. They you know, they were serious, man. I took some pictures with them. I need to post those pictures. I don't think I ever posted those pictures. I was kind of pissed at last year, Scott, but these cats were good, man. They was, you know, zipping.
I'm not saying that they're not good, right. And I'm not saying that they're not physically, like, talented. I'm just saying.
The sabers, are they durable sabers where they can actually clash them?
First of all,
they have to,
No, I got some sabers over there. You can clash them all day, but they got even stronger sabers now. They got sabers that these take a beating and keep on ticking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they do the sound effects and
yeah, they got the sound effects. All the boom, 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 boom.
Oh, wow.
You won't. That what you do when it's a kid.
I'm very sad. I'm sad now.
So that's some cool news. And your news, Dwayne?
The Olympics might be having breakdance as one of the events.
That's cool.
Yes. Have Turbo and Ozone be one of the judges. Rocksteady Crew.
Hey, what's that Planet Rock, man? Bing, 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 bing.
I wonder
bing,
what, bing, you bing. Know what, though? What country would actually top it?
Oh, it'd be someplace like some goofy place somewhere, you know.
No, I bet it'd be like China.
Yeah, I was going to say either China, Japan. Or
it'd be Morocco somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say Brazil. Or something, you know?
Yeah, the Kangos.
Good for those countries that like, you know, like smaller countries that are like, well, how are we going to establish ourselves? We can get really good in this one obscure Olympic sport.
We are the new bomb.
Right.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Well, I think they both cool.
Of course you do.
Yay, France! Vive la France! Vive la France!
Oh, God, France! What are you doing?
Oh, boy. So, boy, we're here to do a podcast, right? Let's keep it moving here, right?
Yep.
That's a nerd. That's breaking nerd news, right? You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mixed with sports, you know? That's how nerds just destroy sports.
Hello. I've been doing lightsaber battles for 15 years. Right. I petition you, monsieur, that this be recognized as an official sport.
And sir, I am a lightsaber expert, you know?
Sacre bleu.
What the hell do you mean? Get them to out of my face.
smack, oh, I God. Challenge you.
I'm going to apologize to all our listeners in France, and we do have some.
Right.
For our shitty accents. Our stereotypical shitty accents.
Oh, my God. No, I can't do a French accent.
Oh, shit. Just talk with the broken English and put Z in front of the...
Yeah, I guess it's very... Yeah, sure.
Anyway, let's talk about what we're doing today.
What are we talking about today?
Today, man, we finally got a look at the Twilight Zone. And so we're going to talk about a little trailer. You know, the show will be coming out pretty soon.
Yes.
We also going to... We got some breaking... What do you call it? Netflix Marvel news, you know? So we got some bad news for some of you people out there.
If you've been under a rock, we got some bad
news. If you've been on a damn rock, we got some bad news for you. Anyway, we have some Captain Marvel news, man. Believe it or not. What? Even though the movie about to come out. Yeah, we got this story, and I guarantee you, ain't nobody else talking about it. We about to... Break the internet with this one, damn it.
Oh, wow.
What else we doing? Man, we got the whole crew together. It's time for a damn game. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And so we're doing The Price of Tomatoes, everybody's new favorite superhero television, because the big daddy for today is the Umbrella Academy, as previously mentioned, and actual superheroes on Netflix that don't have the Marvel name on it anymore. So,
yeah.
I mean, never.
Not gonna get canceled.
Not because of that. Dark Horse comic, right?
Yes, Dark Horse.
Okay. So, oh shoot! In the comics, man, we're back with Middle West on our journey. Middle West, you know. I don't know if you heard the show last week, Tiff. We dropped Wolverine, the Return of the Wolverine. Enough. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. Bye.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, we cut that. When I told Dwayne about Dead Man Logan, we're gonna replace it with Dead Man Logan because that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, but we dropped that one last week. It's just not good, fellas. You know, it's not good. It's boring as hell, and it just don't make sense. And the art look kind of anyway. So that's the show for today. You guys ready to get it on?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
After 10 minutes of broadcasting, let's go. All right, we are all back, and you know, we've been excited, man. I hope this is good, because we've been excited just for the Twilight Zone to return. Tiff, it sparked so much with her that she started watching the old Rod Serling ones, man.
Oh, wow. You
know, she's been enjoying that. Yeah.
Oh, for real? Oh, yeah. That's what's up, Tiff. Okay.
And now, you know, we've been waiting to see, get a look for this, because old CBS Access is trying to get into the game. They're doing a hell of a job with Star Trek, and then they come in with a Picard Star Trek, and now they're coming with this Jordan Peele Twilight Zone, man.
Wow.
So they're actually going to have at least two rock solid shows on, you know, on a little service.
Yeah.
So, Tiffobot, these are your notes today. Let it rip.
Okay, so this trailer, it shows a little bit more than what had been previously, like a very brief like teaser trailer, I think, with just Jordan Peele in it.
Yes.
This shows some of the vignettes they're going to be doing in this first season. It looks like there's one where maybe there's like some confusion with time.
Yep.
There's one where a guy keeps seeing the same number.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I will say, this trailer intrigues me because I'm already interested in watching the show, but I do think it's a kind of confusing trailer.
Well, I'm not so sure if it's confusing. I guess it would be confusing to the uninitiated with the Twilight Zone, because it's never the same story.
Right.
It's always something different. And so it looks like they're showing three different stories. It's like a trailer for three different stories all in one, is what it looks like to me. Mm. And did you see Santana's fine self in there?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes, indeed.
Mm. Did.
So fine. So fine, man. Oh, my goodness. She's so fine.
And then I think, what was that? Clint Eastwood's son?
Because it looks just like Clint Eastwood.
Oh, well, he gets around.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't see him.
Oh, yeah.
Not saying he's not in there.
I know the one guy's from Step Brothers.
Oh, I think you're talking about the Parks and Rec guy.
Oh, okay.
He looked kind of like Tom Cruise's cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not. That's not Mr. Eastwood.
Okay.
You see the Tiff in the water? Did you see the airplane thing floating in the water? What's that all about? Mm-hmm. The little airplane monkey. That's from the original show.
I don't know. It's so creepy. That's probably the creepiest part of the whole trailer.
And then the dude is on like he looks like he's like trying to fix him up like he's a doctor on the side of the in the water.
Oh. You know, right.
Interesting, dude. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, take a little twist. He might have some twists and turns with the original story.
I'm looking at Trey Lowe. Damn, she fine.
Oh my god.
You know what? And they got Tracy Morgan up in this boy. Hopefully,
I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that too.
A little bit surprised.
You see your boy from Star Trek up in there too.
Who's that?
What's his name? Is it Daniel Holt? Is that his name? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? He plays Sulu.
Oh yes, yeah, exactly.
The new Star Trek.
Yeah, the new Star Trek. Yeah,
you're talking about. His last name's Cho.
It's Cho, not Ho. Okay.
Right.
My mistake.
He's the one who introduced the MILF.
Send all your hate mail to Montego Bradley at.
Oh no! I just didn't. And then there's also Steven Yeun from Walking Dead, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. He had the hat on, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He looked like he lost a little weight there, man. He was kind of skinny there.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on. I'm just saying there's a lot going on in this trailer.
Indeed.
And I do feel like there's no way for you to be like, oh, I can tell that this episode's going to be like about this. And maybe that's the point. They don't want you to be, because that's the whole idea behind Twilight Zone is that there's like a twist. You know what I mean? Like,
it's always
a
twist.
What the.
Right.
So like they don't want to give it away that the show they want you because sometimes with a show that has a twist, if you see enough of it, you start wondering what the twist is.
Yeah,
man,
and then you ruin it for yourself.
Indeed.
What was one of your twisty moments of Twilight Zone you could think of?
I think we kind of talked about this, but no, it's fine. I love the one with the airplane. But yeah. I think my most favorite one, I was talking to Tiff about it on a show way back. Mm. It was a guy that he was a little nerd, but he was in the criminal underworld.
Right.
And he was they bullied him around, like smacked him around. He found a watch that could stop time.
Right, yeah.
And every time he stopped time, people would be frozen. Uh-huh. And so he'd be doing stuff to him like, yeah, you're not so tough now, right?
Right.
So he decided to rob a bank. And so he stopped time and he had all the cash. He was wheeling it out, and the watch, he put it on something, it fell and broke, and he was stuck.
I remember.
And so it was like, I remember seeing that, being just going, oh no,
right. mine was a guy. He was winning where he thought he was in heaven, but he was winning all the time.
That's a good one, right?
And he was just, everything was just coming his way, and then he was like, "Is this heaven?" He's like, "No, this is hell." He's like, "Yeah, this is hell," because it was ill. That was an ill twist right there.
What about you, Tiff?
I like. There's one where they're all different characters, and they're trapped in this prison thing, and they're like, I don't understand, we can't get out, and then it turns out that they're toys in a Salvation Army bin.
I remember that.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's always a damn twist.
Right.
There's like a twist. That's what I'm saying. Like, but you don't want. And like, here's the thing. If I had seen a preview for that toy one, I would have never figured out, because I would have never thought that they were toys. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the genius behind a lot of the Twilight Zone episodes, is that you can't figure out the twist.
No, there was no predictability.
Some people,
right.
Like my mom.
Right.
Will just be like, they were toys. You know what I mean? Like, she just thinks about stuff until she figures it out, and then she ruins movies. You don't want to watch a movie with my mom, because she'll ruin it for you.
You don't want to watch a movie with my mom, because all she do is talk. It'd be so bad. You sit there and she'd be like, yeah, well, I tell you what I would do. You'd just be looking like, mom, could you shut the hell up?
Or
but you can't say it because it's your mama.
My aunts always ask, what's going on? What'd he say? What happened? Like, I'm watching it with you. You know what I'm saying? We watching the same thing. I don't know any more than you do.
Full disclosure, my daughter has inherited my mother's television watching annoying antics. We sit there and we'll look over and we're like, damn, you talking like, you're just like your grandma. Anyway,
some people just do. I'm a very silent television watcher. I don't talk at all usually. There are some people who just are running commentary while you're watching it.
Oh, you will get some damns from me, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Sometimes I do talk to it like, oh, why'd you do that? Oh, you stupid. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm watching a horror movie, I will say stuff like, no, right. No.
Dwayne, you that annoying guy in the front row in a movie theater talking about, watch this, I knew it.
No, I'm not that dude. No. I'm not that guy.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'm in, man. I'm in for this Twilight Zone. I was in before. Mm-hmm. I will make a crack and said, I just cannot look at Jordan Peele trying to look serious. It's just like, dude, get out of here.
I know. It's like, I'm like, are you making it funny?
You are not Rod Serling. Get out of here. It's just like I was talking earlier. And I said that every time I see Keith, all I think about is the principal skit that he do. I mean, the substitute teacher.
The teacher. Yeah. Yes.
Son of a bitch. You're just like, dude. I just can't, like, when we saw him in Predator, that's all I was thinking of the whole time was him just talking about Jay Quellen.
Jay Quellen.
Right.
Oh, boy. Let's move on, man. So, Tiff, what we got up next?
Oh, it is time to announce. It is the death of Jessica Jones and the Punisher. It's official. They are not going to continue.
And I'm
going to
tell you something that's even worse about this, Tiff.
All right.
Jeff Loeb, you know, comic book extraordinaire, legend, addressed the fans about it, talking about, you know, it's canceled, this, that, and the other, and they're not bringing these characters back.
No, that's
according to him.
That's horrible.
And I was like, damn.
That's a horrible.
I enjoyed the Punisher season two, Jack. I was thinking about that. We talked about it last week, me and Smooth, and it was good, man.
It was excellent.
Daredevil. Was so excellent. Goodness.
So I was anticipating them bringing it to the Disney After Dark.
They said they wouldn't bring this. Hey, Tiff.
Yeah.
So whatever happened to these last season three contracts? Because I thought these shows were going to be canceled after season three.
Well, Jessica Jones, I think, has already filmed her third season, so they are showing that one.
They're going to show it. Got you. They're going to show a canceled show. Okay. And they're just not going to do the season three of The Punisher, huh?
Right, because they haven't filmed it. And I think people, as they do, get really caught up in contracts. They're like, well, there's a contract. There's this. But it's like, you know what? First of all, contracts are all negotiable even after they've been signed.
Yeah.
So like, they're like, we'll give you $3 million.
Yeah, Disney was probably like, whatever. Take this million and get out of our face before we change our mind.
You can buy anything.
Right.
So I'm just saying, like, you know, it's just unfortunate because, like you said, that was critically as well. The second season of The Punisher was well received.
Mm-hmm. It was good. So it was good, man. It was really good.
It's a real shame.
So Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, The Punisher, and The Defenders all kaput. It was a good run, man. I enjoyed it. You know how? Remember how excited we were when these was coming out and stuff? And we did a show. We did like a 2-part Daredevil show. You know, season one. You know,
are they still staying on Netflix then? Are they gonna? You know,
I think they got to remove them after a while.
Really?
Oh, you think?
I think because it's not 100% their property.
Yeah, it is Marvel. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
I didn't think about that.
Think about it.
I was like, hey, well, I'll just give you a little bit of change. Not that it means anything.
And maybe Netflix owns these. Maybe they can run them forever. Yeah. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine Disney starting up their own streaming service and allowing somebody else to have something of theirs. So,
right.
I mean, who knows, man? You know, they like to wield and deal. They wield and deal with Sony. You know, they wield and deal with Fox. They just bought their ass. Tell you what, we'll just buy you. You know, how about that?
Yeah, you don't give us what we want. We're just gonna take it.
Yeah, we'll buy you. Now go have a vacation. Yeah, we made your life very happy. Bye. So Tiff, what else we got going on here?
So the kind of hidden gem of this news week is that Hayabusa Fighting, which is like a very high quality like boxing company, is making Marvel themed boxing gloves.
Huh?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yep, I'm looking at it right here. Looking at it. You got Punisher, Iron Man.
Yeah. Yep. Iron Man, Captain Marvel, Captain America.
Yep.
Okay.
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Looking at this stuff, but this is what's bothering me.
What's bothering you?
What the hell? How you charging $299 decibel 99?
$220 Is it $299 or $229?
No, $229.99 $229.99
$230 for some gloves.
I got some gloves.
How much boxing gloves normally?
I got some extra large gloves. I forgot the weight, and they were like $80.
Still, but these are like special edition ones. They're from a company that makes fancy stuff.
$2.99
It's like the difference. It's like the difference between buying like a shoe at Shoe Carnival or whatever, or like fucking Payless and buying a pair of Nikes that are themed. And Payless is pay more.
Payless is going out of business too.
What?
Yes.
Where am I gonna get my fucking shoes?
Somebody's gonna beat your ass walking into the ring with these gloves.
Well, check it out. When I put on the Marvel Hero Elite gear by Hayabusa. I feel like I'm actually a superhero myself.
And somebody's gonna beat you like a supervillain for walking in with them silly gloves on.
Look, really fucking.
Well, you know, the Captain America cool ones kind of look cool, and the Punisher ones kind of look cool. Black Panther, you really couldn't tell, maybe by the wrist. But I mean, you know,
I'm looking at this stuff. I can't believe it's $300.
But it's three. I'm not doing $300 though.
Well, $229.
Yeah, $200. Yeah,
$299.
Well, my question is, how much are their normal? How much are normal Hayabusa gloves?
I don't know about Hayabusa's, but my gloves is $80, and they get cheaper than that. My daughter's gloves, I think, was like $40-something. Man. So you know.
Let's look. I'm looking to see what their glove prices are. I'm just saying, I'm curious, but they were also, yeah, they have like, so most of their gloves are like $130.
Oh yeah,
they have $50 gloves. So I think like it's just that they're special edition gloves. And you know what? You're scoffing, but guess what? They're gonna sell out of those fucking gloves.
Right, to a bunch of nerds who can't even fight.
If you are not even gonna use them for
right, they're gonna frame them, try to get an autograph.
A bunch of nerds, you know what I mean? Who can't even fight is gonna buy these things. Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
They're gonna go to the con with it and they're gonna get it autographed. You know.
I mean, they're cool. I think they're really cool looking. I think it's really interesting. They also have some. The only ones I saw they had like boxing shorts and like a compression top, and some and a robe for the Punisher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, you put that on and step in the boxing ring. I hope you good, because
you
better be dope if you
if you have anything like.
Well,
like this,
I feel like the Punisher is like has been more of an acceptable kind of badass, like a lot of military people kind of co-opted it and stuff like that, so I feel like you probably wouldn't be laughed at as much as if you put on like the Iron Man one. I'm just saying, I think that those would be a little bit like, but I think these are cool. So if you guys haven't seen them, we'll put the link up for you to look at, because it is kind of a buried, like no one's really talking about it.
Ain't nobody talking about this, but $229. Goodness, man, gracious!
That's a lot of cheddar.
But you know what? You know, you guys, listen to this shit. Listen to him like scoff at this bullshit.
Oh, no,
but you know, his ass has bought something that you would think is ridiculous.
I'm looking around. My house.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct with that.
I'm looking around. I don't. All this stuff is precious. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Get out of here! It's precious. All the stuff over here.
I'm just saying, we all have our things.
Yeah, you're right.
It's one of the things that, I mean, first of all, if you do buy them, imagine if you were somebody who was into boxing or working out boxing, because like Mike boxes downstairs. We have like a bag and stuff. Like the Punisher, like Mike is, be pretty cool to have that stuff. You know?
You hear that, Mike?
That's a gift. It's coming.
That sounds like that's some free visit right there, Jack. Yeah. Down there with the Punisher gloves on.
If I knew you wanted it.
Oh boy, that's you never know. You got to be a fan, I would imagine, a super fan.
Yeah.
Oops. So anyway, man. Oh, you got some more on the gloves, Dwayne?
No, I was just gonna say, I just agree. That's like she said. Even though we see it as high price, it's gonna sell. They're gonna buy.
That's just a lot of cash.
Mm. It is though. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like astronomical, but it is. I just bought some gloves not too long ago, and I'm like, man, yeah, well, I was pissed about the $80. But then, you know, shit, you know, woof.
It's like three times as much.
Yes.
And the more you use it, the more, you know, unauthentic it's going to look, as far as, you know, if it has print on there, like the Punisher print or whatever. I would imagine that, you know.
So, man, tell you what.
Yeah.
That's it for that, man.
Right.
Hey, Tifflebot, hit us with that social stuff so people can know how to find us everywhere on the planet Earth and beyond.
All right, so for everything Fans on Patrol, you go to fansonpatrol.com. That's our hub for all our shows and show art and fun stuff. So that's fansonpatrol.com. You can also contact us directly at fans@fansonpatrol.com. That's our email address. If you want to get us a little bit more indirectly, or you want to see what we're doing on social media, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at fansonpatrol. And of course, you can listen to us on Satchel, Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, which is our favorite listening platform. I think we're on some like Podknife and some other ones, but like I would highly recommend Spotify. And maybe we have new ones or no?
Not yet.
Waiting, you guys, waiting, we are trying waiting, so hard.
Waiting. I got a shout out, man. Shout out to the Coke 45 podcast and our other homies, So Wizard Podcast, man. Shout out to you, good sirs and madams. Shout out to the Countdown Podcast, man, because we love you guys and the Epic Film guys. We love all these podcasts, man. You know, these are some of our homies, especially Code 45 and Soul Wizard. Y'all already know that because they always on the show when we go over there and stuff like that. Shout out to Dave and John from Superhero Speak, man. You know, I was on there a couple weeks ago, Tiff, and it was a bunch of fun, man. It was like sitting in the comic book just talking crap, you know, all the good stuff. Shout out to Superhero Speak, man. Anyway, man, I think we're done, right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. No. All right. Let's take a break, man. Let's take a break and come back so I can beat the hell out of you in this game, Dwayne.
Words. Right.
Cinnamon, where he gonna run to? Cinnamon, where he gonna run to? Where he gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on them day.
Right.
All right, man, we are back. And, man, it's game time.
Yep.
So, Tiff, take it away.
All right, if you've never listened to the show before, or if you've never heard Price of Tomatoes, what we've done is we've taken the Price is Right formula and we've introduced it to the Rotten Tomatoes scoring. So what we do is we have our contestants row, which is Montego and Dwayne today, and they are going to try to guess the percentage of Rotten Tomatoes score without going over. So whoever's closest without going over wins the round.
I think I keep getting my cheeks beat playing this game.
Yeah, I beat you.
Yeah, I think you because you are so generous.
Oh, wait a minute. I got my butt destroyed the last time we played this. Okay, yeah. All right. It's time to try to redeem myself.
All right. So we start off with everyone. Every other round is the other opposite person who starts, so they don't step on each other as far as their, because they can't bet the same amount. Those are Price is Right rules. So we'll just start with Montego.
Oh, okay.
And our first item up for bid is Jessica Jones.
Oh. Hmm. Oh.
The first one, huh?
Huh. Jessica Jones. Price of Tomatoes. Hmm. I'm actually taken off guard there, but it is television, right?
Yep. It's television. It's all superhero television.
I'm going to give it 82%.
Okay. And Smoove?
I'm thinking he's a little too generous with that one again, so I'm gonna go with the 7-5.
And actually, Montego does take it, 87%. That was a good guess.
What? Okay.
I'm smiling. I think the last time we played, I didn't get a point until we was almost over.
Yeah. So, all right. So now it'll be Smoove's turn to start.
Gotcha. I'm feeling good now, man.
The item up for bid is Smallville.
Ooh. 10 whole years of Smallville.
Jeez. I'm going to go with 75 again.
Montego?
75, huh? Smallville. Smallville was a fan show. Wasn't that great of a show? I mean, it's a great show for a fan. I'm going to give it a 65.
All right. So actually, Smoove takes that one. Smallville, 97%.
Whoa. Jeez. God dang.
Ooh. But you know
97%.
What? You might be wrong because a lot of people did watch
it. Dude, I loved it. You know, but
he's talking about these are critical
scores. Right. These are like professionals. You know, so
yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm wrong. Damn it.
Yeah, that was a rough one, I think, for you.
Way.
So we're
way
one.
I mean, because the plots was cheesy and all. I mean,
you know. I can see where you're coming from, but I wonder, like, if you think about TV at the time.
Well, at the time, it still wasn't all that great. I mean, it was better TV out there. I mean, I love Smallville.
Yeah,
loved it. You know, but
you're
okay.
You're just being honest about its quality.
Oh, yeah. I mean, loved it, but shoot, if I wasn't a fan, would I have watched it? Probably not, you know?
Okay, so Montego, you're our first bidder now.
Gotcha.
And it is The Incredible Hulk.
Which Incredible Hulk?
The first one.
The first one, the TV show.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, he used to walk. Yeah, he used to walk.
Where he's walking away. Ding, yeah.
The sad piano music we play when people are sad.
With the backpack. Yeah. With his thumb out.
With Bill Bibsky. Yeah. Bill Bibsky. I can't say his name. Bill Bibsky. Oh, Jesus.
I can't say it.
Bill Bibsky.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway. And Lou Ferrigno.
And Lou Ferrigno.
I'm going to give that a 92%.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
All right. Smooth.
I'm going to go ahead and give one up him. 93.
You guys.
It's low.
Jeez. We did it.
I'm so sorry.
It's low. Both wrong.
21%.
Whoa!
Damn.
Ding, ding, it's a harsh, ding. harsh.
Wait a minute.
You can't play a little sad song.
Right. Oh,
whoa.
The Incredible Hulk. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Man, I love The Incredible
Hulk.
Don't
make me angry. You're not going to like me when I get angry.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what the hell? Oh.
So that means no one took a point for that one. So all right. We'll head back over to Smoove.
Yep.
We're still 1-1. We're still tied. And the item on the docket here is Marvel's The Defenders.
Oh, no. Jesus. Ooh, that's a hard one here.
Yeah, because that was a...
I don't think anybody liked this.
I was going to say, that was pretty rough to watch.
Play the sad music for that one. Bing, 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 bing.
I'm going to go with a 47. No. 44.
Okay. And Montego?
32.
Well, Smoove will take the point for that one. 77%.
Whoa!
That's a little bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Wow, I know people hated that damn show.
Yeah. Well, that's... Okay, so someday we'll talk a little bit more, and I think we have talked about this in the past. Rotten Tomatoes and its weird algorithms.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? Because, like, I mean, if you give something... If you have 5 reviewers...
Yeah, yeah, it decides. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. So, right now it's sitting 2-1. Smooth
wow,
lead.
I had no idea. Wow. Couldn't have told me
and
that.
So,
right.
Now we've all learned something new today.
Right.
Montego.
Yes, ma'am. I got to get back on
item
horse.
Your is The Flash.
TV's CW's The Flash. CW's The Flash. The Flash is probably about the cheesiest TV show on television, but I love it. I love it. I'm going to give The Flash 80%.
Okay. And Smooth?
That's a good number. That is a good number. I, too, agree with what you everything you said about The Flash, but I like it. You know what? That's probably in a high. You know what? It's so, like you said, it's weird, but I believe people like it. I'm going to go with 90.
Yeah, it might be because people, I mean, it was well received this first season, yeah. That's for sure.
I'm going to go with 90.
So, Montego takes the point for that one.
Really?
Because 89%.
Oh!
So just over. Just
one
over.
Just
over, yeah. So, we're now 2-2. We're tied.
Oh, brother, check this out, Smooth. Make it out, Smooth.
So, Smooth.
Yes.
You're bidding on CW's Supergirl.
These are hard.
Yeah, this is hard to judge right here. This is pretty good right here. Hold on, let me see. See, I want to say that was well received too, because
first season
was well received. But I know it's not The Flash, and it's not Legends, but still. It's not Arrow either.
It's really not that good of a show either.
I got to go with a D. Give it a 63%.
63%.
Yeah.
All right. Montego.
75.
Yeah, it's probably up there.
Montego takes it. 75. It's 87%.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Very actually close.
People really like this show. Huh? Wow. Okay. You know what did it? They did that musical sing-along.
Yeah, and crossovers.
They did that crossover. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, the crossovers probably do help. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
So now we're going back to Montego starting.
I am
so,
like,
and I think you're in the lead now, right? 3 points.
Yeah.
Two, yep.
You know, she just got engaged to the guy who plays Mon-El on the show.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Don't get tied down too fast before you're not, because you're not really famous right now. You might get more famous. And you can get,
right.
Like better league people.
I ended up with him.
Yeah, don't do that. You're a fool. So, the show we're bidding on now is Iron Fist. Marvel's Iron Fist on Netflix.
Oof. People didn't like it. People didn't like it.
No, they did not.
Yeesh. We're waiting on you, Smooth.
It's your turn.
No, it's you. It's your turn.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Smooth. I'm going to give it up. I'm going to give it 62%.
62%. Okay. And you, Smooth?
I'm going to go lower than that. I'm going to go 55.
And I'm going to go here to say that nobody gets a point.
We all forbid. It's like what? 30%. Yeah. I almost 38. Said 32, but then I said, nah, it ain't that bad.
I know. That's why I think there's a lot of well poisoning that happens on Rotten Tomatoes, where one person has said this is crap and then everything else follows suit.
The onslaught happens, right. Yeah. Exactly. I agree.
Yep.
So, Sheep. Smooth, you're our last contestant starting off today.
So, what's the score?
Our last question.
3-1, 3-2.
3-1. You're winning right now, Montego.
3-2.
Yes. 3-2. Sorry.
Yeah,
I got to get it. So, as always.
Yep.
I like to throw in what we're talking about. So now we're bidding on the Umbrella Academy.
Ooh, it just came out.
It can't have that many. It can't. So it's going to be extreme. It's going to be the high
and low. Okay. Well, I am going to go with a safe number. I'm going to give it a passing 79.
All right. And what about you, Montego?
I'm gonna give it an 82, man. No, I want to take that back. I'm sorry.
All right.
It's not that high. It's an okay show. You said 75, Smooth? 79. I'm gonna give it a 75.
You both overbid 73%, though. You guys are pretty on par.
Pretty close.
73%. So that means Montego wins.
It's all been a long time to hear Freddie Mercury singing that song. More and more. Yes, move. I am the champion, okay. My friend. Bum, bum, bum.
So we can assume you won't be cutting yourself.
Yeah, if we were to do this, we'd be cut out of the show. Right. He's going to leave this part in.
Get out of here, man. I'll cut y'all victory dance. Get out of here. Oh, jeez. Okay, good game, Smooth.
Well, thank you. Good game.
Great game, Tiffany.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Thank you.
And we learned something, too.
Damn, is a Fans on Patrol original, so if you're out there using it, you have to credit us.
Yeah, you goddamn Steelers youth.
Hackers, yeah.
Hacks. Taking our stuff that we took from someplace else.
Right.
No, this is original.
No, we took it from Prizes, right?
Right.
It's the formula. You know.
Right.
But it's an original
thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. So that's going to do it for Price of Tomatoes.
Price of Tomatoes.
Right. Yeah. So, you know what? I think I'm going to make some movie posters for all our winners for our Golden Fans Award, man. People seem to, the show is pretty popular. People are loving the Golden Fans. And winner, you know. So anyway, man, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with our In the Comic section and Middle West. All right, man, we are back, and it's time for Middle West number 4, our ongoing saga. Tivelbot, hit us with the Middle West.
Yep. So our artists and everyone remain the same. So story is Scotty Young. Art is Jorge Corona. Color is Jean-Francois Ballou. And here in this episode, or in this issue, they make it to the carnival that they've been looking for. They're looking for this other mystic person who maybe can help him. So they show up there and they can't find her. She doesn't exist, apparently. But they run across this girl who is like a mechanic.
Okay. Was she a girl or was she a woman?
She was a woman.
A little black chick, yeah.
Yeah, couldn't tell if she was a dwarf, or was she a... I couldn't tell.
Right.
I think she's just a small woman. Yeah. But, like, so they steal some food and money because they have nothing,
right.
And they get caught. Mm-hmm. And then the end is kind of a cliffhanger.
And you also get introduced us to the robot too. I kind of dug the robot.
I liked the robot. Yeah. She built the robot. He's kind of a sassy robot.
He said, "I wish he wouldn't have built me."
Yeah, no,
I wish it wasn't you who built me.
Yeah, right, right.
So, yeah, I mean, not much happened in this book, but a lot did happen. There was a lot of dialogue and stuff, and things going on with them exploring this carnival and stuff. And I think Madam Swami is there. I think she's the older lady.
The boss.
I think so too.
Yeah. So, I mean, right on track with this. Is a gorgeous book, man.
Man, I love the carnival. I like that whole carnival thing.
I'm glad they mentioned the old man from book two that we haven't seen since.
Oh, the wizard, yeah.
Yeah, because it's, you know.
I think that we're going to have to run across him again.
Yeah. I don't think he's done either, but we haven't seen him, you know, and it's kind of like, yeah, whatever happened to the old dude, was, you know.
Yeah, it was a good reference.
Yeah, I like this book, y'all.
Yeah, it is.
This book, I would say, like, probably is, okay, if this was any other series, I would consider this a filler book because it's getting us from one point to another. We're getting to a point that we need to see some more story. So there's like, but I'm not bored when I'm reading this.
Right.
It's still, you know, good to read, and it's also still good to look at. So it's like, you're not, but I can tell we're about to hit a big plot point.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And all I know is when they was eating those corn dogs and hot dogs, I got hungry.
Yeah, I wanted some too. I did.
If it's one thing I love, it's carnival food. I'm sorry, I love all that stuff. It's bad for you.
Elephant ears and
funnel cake.
Funnel cakes.
What did he do? Deep fried Oreo cookies.
That's disgusting.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's good too.
Oh, it's
good. No, I don't really like Oreos that much.
Oh, it's good.
It's good too.
It's no longer an Oreo. It's a new thing.
Yeah, right. Right.
Anyway, I still recommend this series. This is one of the best. And it's going in a really good direction. And my last word on it is that it's so much to see on every panel. You can look at, I mean, there's no detail left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the artist does a really good job at really filling each panel and putting a lot to see and not just fade something into nothingness. So,
right.
That's what I got to say. Smooth.
Mm-hmm. It's a good book. Yeah, I liked it. I enjoy it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for the comics, man. Okay. Go pick this one up. We were at number 4. You know, you can buy all 4 of them, or you can wait till the trade comes out. But it's going good, man.
6 will come out.
So that's gonna do it, man. I think that's our last segment. It's time for the Big Daddy.
What's that?
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back with the Umbrella Academy. Netflix went and grabbed some superheroes and try to make up with the quickness.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. All right, man. It's time for the Umbrella Academy, man. I remember seeing this book on the shelves back in the day, you know, and I thought about it, buying it back in the day. I was like, Umbrella, this must have something to do with Resident Evil. Then I was like,
Okay.
I can see that.
I was like, I'm not going to read a book with Resident Evil, and then I go in the next week and I'll see these characters with masks on, and I'm like, oh, that's not Resident Evil.
Right.
Maybe this is the origin of Resident Evil, you know. And
you just had it associated with Resident Evil.
I just had Umbrella, man, you know.
Right, yeah.
Speaking of Resident Evil, I finally finished Leon's story of Tiff.
You did it.
Yeah, and I don't remember him the same. I was looking for the showdown with the cable car. Not the cable car. What do you call it? I think Claire's story, her showdown is in the subway. You know, with the dog like thing, and I was like fighting to mix the X's, and I was like, what the hell, that's it, you know. So now I gotta work the courage to play the other story. Actually, after they got out of the police station, it became a lot less scary for me. The sewers was kind of scary though, but
the sewers are probably the scariest part, I think, with the weird things in the water. I don't like water.
Well, it was a lot worse for me in the police station. For some reason, it was just scary as shit to me in the police station. Anyway, back to the Umbrella Academy, y'all.
Yep, okay.
So here we go. Well, what's your experience with the Umbrella Academy, Tiff?
So this probably seems like something I should have been reading at the time it came out.
I can't believe you about to say what I'm about to think you about to say, because I just knew your name was written all over it. But go ahead.
So this was kind of the comic books that I was reading at the time that this came out. This was like right in my wheelhouse.
I would think so.
Yeah.
the guy who wrote it is the lead singer for My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, I remember that being a big deal because he
Gerard Way.
Yeah, he writes books from time to time.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he doesn't. And My Chemical Romance is no more. They've broken up. But it's just weird to think that this is now a TV show. I think I might read it. Having watched the show now, I'm interested to read the book, although I'm sure it's quite different.
I don't know about that, Tiff, because I saw all the little whiners on the internet.
It was
they did this so wrong, and I'm like,
it was some subtle differences.
I'm glad. You have experience.
I was just reading them, you know, that they changed some things with the character, you know, dude, like they usually do.
It was a whine fest. But it was all people who had experience with the book, and I'm like,
maybe they have. So, yeah, I don't know.
And sometimes it's cool.
Yeah.
For me, it's cool that I have no.
Yeah.
Attachment to this.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So no attachment then, Tiff, with you then?
No.
Okay, so and
Smooth. Me neither, yeah.
So you never read any of them?
No. I was just reading what they, like you said, what they changed, some of the things they changed, like the heads that Cha-Cha and Hazel wore. They were, you know, he should have wore that head that she wore.
Man, people were really, really crying. Real
stupid shit like that.
Yeah, people were crying, dude. So I'm just like,
And the one chick was with the voice was white in the comic book instead of African.
What the voice?
She can save like what she wishes for.
Right.
I heard a rumor.
Right. How terrible! How terrible that they changed the race of someone.
Right.
Well, I didn't hear no crying about that.
Okay.
But I just heard crying.
Yeah.
I mean, I read crying, and I was just like, get out of here. Okay. Right. So anyway, man, you know, it didn't sway my opinion.
Yeah, me neither.
Watching this thing.
Yeah.
So me and Smooth kind of on the fly decided to do this last week, you know, because the trailer that they had, you know, looked pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
So we said, just check it out, man, you know.
Yeah.
And so I guess, you know, it's not a movie. It's a whole TV show. I don't know how many of you guys watched. I did the whole thing.
I did it too.
I went down a rabbit hole on this one.
I got four.
If you got four?
Oh,
wow. Oh, shit. Tiff, I think we're going to spoil it.
We got to spoil it.
All right, spoil it for me. I'm going to watch it anyway because I liked it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go around the room and let's hit... One word. Let's start with the person only seen four. So, Tiff, what you got?
I'd say intriguing.
Intriguing. Mm. Pretty good. Mm. Smooth Daddy.
It is two words, but in slang terminology, it's one. Dig it.
You said dig it, huh?
Yeah.
Slang term, it is one. Word. Pretty good, Smooth. Yeah. Pretty good. My one word, you know, I think last week I put interesting,
mm-hmm.
but that didn't really sum it up.
Right, yeah.
Dig it is pretty good, Smooth. I'll say my one word would be, I can't say well damn.
You can say damn.
Yeah.
I'll say coolness.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Yeah,
coolness.
Yeah.
I was very surprised with this. Mm-hmm. I was expecting nothing, and I got some... and. I thought it was going to be weird.
Yeah.
And it is weird.
It is.
And then I thought it was going to be weirder than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the direction it went, I thought it would end up being pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my word, coolness.
Yeah.
Okay. So good for you, Netflix, for grabbing some superheroes on the quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I have.
I'd like to say something.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So can I make some predictions? Because I haven't seen it, and see if I can...
By all means.
Yes, please.
Since you're going to spoil it for me anyway, I'd like to make some guesses as to what I think is going to happen.
Okay. Please do, yes.
Ready?
Yes.
So wait a minute.
Hit the spoilers. Hit the spoilers. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. Right. There we go. All so
right.
Get out of town if you don't want to spoil, man.
Yeah, right.
So the first thing I guess, I'm guessing...
Yes.
...is that her little violin boyfriend is a piece of shit.
Peace. Of the shit.
Ding.
You
ding,
are correct.
Ding. Ding.
Well, they didn't really hide that one.
Right, yeah, right.
That bad.
Right.
They also didn't hide the fact that, you know, who's going to be the ultimate bad guy. You know, they didn't do a good job at...
Right.
It was so... That was very predictable. But go ahead. What's your next one, Smooth?
Okay.
I mean...
My other assumption is that Vanya, which is Ellen Page...
Yes.
She... is not ordinary.
No.
She takes those pills to keep that whatever her extraordinary power is in check.
Right. Is that your question?
That's my assumption.
Prediction.
You are absolutely correct.
They did no good job at hiding this the whole time.
It's pretty good. It's pretty bad foreshadowing because I mean clearly she's not normal. Do you know what I mean? Like you and I and Smooth have watched a lot of this kind of stuff.
Yes.
So is it fair to say that it's not well done? because
it's not well done at all. It's so predictable. I mean, that that part, the whole time, me and my daughter sitting there watching, we're talking, and I was like, oh, I said, I bet you the pills, yeah, and I bet you that dude, yeah, and I bet you she gonna be the ultimate evil, yeah. But it's, you know, the ending leads you to believe that, okay, yeah, it was the culmination of her being a big bad for the whole, for this season.
Right.
But it leads directly into next season, which it has to be about something completely different.
Yes, it does.
You know.
It has to be about
something else.
Yeah.
Which, it was a super cliffhanger, but it led you. Her becoming what she did is not the biggest deal once what happened.
Yeah.
It was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? It leads you to something else.
Nice domino effect.
Yes. So, while we're talking, why don't we talk about all the characters here for a change?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start like with the IMDb page. So we got Ellen Page playing Vanya, right?
Hargreaves.
Well, let's tell. Well, before we do that, if you're a little confused on what we're talking about, this was weird, man. 45 ladies got pregnant
at the same damn time.
They did not have sex.
Yeah, they gave birth.
They got pregnant and gave birth all in the same date.
Yep.
All in the same moment.
Same time.
All over the world.
Yep.
And then this crazy dude.
Billionaire at the time.
Yeah. He walks around and he collects seven of them.
Yeah.
And he raises these seven kids like Bruce Wayne, you know.
Right.
But like Professor X / Bruce Wayne / piece of shit.
Man, was he. Oh, my goodness.
But like my question about that is like, did he just assume that they were going to have powers? Like, what? Why did he want them? Because they manifested. It wasn't like they just came that way.
Well, in the,
I guess he had some kind of information that he knew that they was going to have powers. Because, I mean,
well, in the one of those episodes where they did a little foreshadowing, didn't it seem like he like sprinkled some shit in the air or some stuff like that, and he kind of knew that maybe this was gonna manifest some power, you know, something in the world.
Oh, like he's like kind of like a wizard or something.
Well, yeah, remember when the rockets were going off and what was that? One of the last episodes, and he said he had to go to America or whatever.
That was a weird episode because what was this? What was this nuclear war thing happening?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So maybe he had an insight on, well, maybe this nuclear stuff is gonna.
Well, back to the characters, man.
Yeah, back to him.
So anyway, he gets these kids and he raises them like his own, but as a school headmaster,
right?
But he's their dad.
Yeah.
And okay, so we'll get into the rest of it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the character. So Ellen Page plays Vanya.
Right.
And Vanya's being treated so bad. They were some pieces of shit to this
woman.
They
were mean to her.
Yeah, they were.
Just even when they didn't have to be pieces of shit, when they got a little older teenagers, you know, she had no friend.
Right.
And any of these kids, you know. So I didn't really dig them, you know, and it just killed me how even as adults they were still treating her the same. Okay, and then we got Luther, man.
Tom Harper.
Okay.
Hooper.
We got Luther, who is this big, massive thing. And I remember one comic book cover where they were all like, they were like adults, and he was just like this massive hawking thing.
With a little head. Right.
Yeah, a little head.
Yeah. And so what do you guys think of Luther, man?
He's like the Captain America, because he's like Mr. Goody, Mr. Straight and narrow.
Right.
Yeah, but he can't come out of his own stuff. And then we got the incest going on with the other but incest but no incest, right, because they're not related.
They're not related at all.
Well, and I think like I thought about that too.
It's like Marsha Brady.
Yeah.
Well, no, I thought I thought was like it would be grosser to me if they were raised more
as
like siblings.
Well, they kind of are.
See, and they were, but they were raised more like.
Yeah, they didn't have like childhoods.
Like schoolmates.
Right.
It's kind of both.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Like, I think it's very much like they have that mother who's like a machine.
Yeah.
It feels more like a boarding house than a family.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So then we go to Diego, who reminds me of the comedian so bad in the first scene that they introduce him to, with the family being kidnapped. And he's just, I mean, being robbed, and right. he's just in there having a ball, just killing them all. Right, right. You know, like, I don't even think he barely gave a damn about this family. I think
he didn't untie him or anything. He was like, okay, bye.
Yeah, he's right. smiling the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he sure didn't untie him.
But, you know, he's throwing knives that can curve.
Right.
You know, it's like Wanted almost with him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the master of physics and the elements with, you know, these what, death yeah. machines and actually these physicalities. And also, what, Luther is like this super strong. He was super strong before he had his accident.
Right.
Right.
And yeah. then he kind of looks like Sasquatch now.
Did they mix him with a monkey?
They did.
They did. He it was something.
He speaks.
Well,
said
and
that,
he just yeah. looked like a gorilla or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was like, I'm thinking like old Sasquatch and stuff.
No, I knew it was a monkey. I knew he did that with Pogo. Yeah.
So anyway, so then we get down to Allison, who has the, she can tell a person to go kill herself and they'll blow their own head off and
right.
anything.
I heard a rumor that you don't like rumor. Yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, she's so arguably the most powerful.
Probably so.
I don't think so.
Dude, she can make you do anything.
Nah, I really, nah, that's if you listen to her.
Oh, yeah.
I can just
it's
close.
Like a wizard, dude.
I can close my la, 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 la. You know, I can do that.
If
I
mean, you, but you'd have to know she if, had the
yeah,
power.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's
she's
true.
Standing behind you.
Yeah, right.
I
yeah.
heard a rumor. Yeah. You want to go throw your head in this blender.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Arguably, like you said, arguably. Arguably, yeah.
Dude, she was right. doing it, you know?
Well, okay.
She told the robbers in the one scene and was the little kids, kill your boys.
Okay, well, what about Klaus here?
Now, Klaus, I believe, is my favorite character.
Yeah. Klaus is my favorite character.
Klaus is off the chain. Right. Klaus is off the chain with yeah, his crackhead yeah. self, man. Right. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, he is.
So
yeah.
he's chemically addicted.
Of course.
He's the gay character.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a girl's skirt. Which yes. which just kills me when she walks in the room and says, is that my skirt?
He's like, well, yes, it is. It is
he don't
nice.
Give a, right. Klaus don't give a damn, no matter what.
He's chemically addicted because he doesn't want to hear the voices, right? The ghosts. Right.
Takes you a while to figure that out, though. It's mm-hmm. it's not it's real evident at first, I don't right. think. What about you,
no.
Smooth?
No, that is true. Yeah, she's right. And I want to say the timing on the, like, giving the characters more definition of what they do, I think it's perfect.
Yeah, they kind of give them their own show.
Yeah.
You know, and she'll give some background and let you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have number five. Now, we're calling them by their names, but
right, yeah.
most of them, they're just called by their number and stuff.
Right.
So, number five doesn't have a name. He's played
yeah,
by Aiden Gallagher.
That?
He's just number five.
Yeah, they've just been calling. I think they mentioned his name once, but it's like once.
And Tiff, arguably the most powerful character.
Yeah, I was about to
yes.
say, yeah.
I well, forget that he's got
arguably
powers.
Cause he's
Danya, is that her name?
Vanya. Vanya, yeah. She
turns out that
yeah,
she's kind of the most powerful
yeah,
character.
Is, yeah, she is.
But number five is powerful, man.
Yeah.
With all his,
I like this kid.
Man. What?
He's so fucking funny.
A ho.
But he's a 57-year-old man in a 13-year-old body. But it's,
and when it turns out that his wife or girlfriend is that mannequin, I nearly shit.
Right. That is. Yeah. Because I thought he was talking about a real person at first too.
So then, now we're gonna move to Cha Cha, played by Mary J. Blige. I was so surprised.
To she see looks her. Good.
Yeah.
Now I seen some comic book characters with these two characters.
Mm-hmm.
These, I mean, the comic book covers with these two characters on it. So I remember something about them.
Right.
And I didn't know that they were the antagonists. You
right.
know,
the Men in Black, so to speak.
Oh, they and the dude when they get into the fight.
Oh man, Hazel has some work, man.
Dude. I didn't know they were powered, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
was like, oh, so they're just not, when they walked up to that house, the scene where they was infiltrating the house,
mm-hmm.
I thought of X-Men, I feel great pity for anyone who comes to
right, yeah.
the house when my kids are there. You know, I was like, oh, they're dead, dude. These characters are over. And they was working with all of them.
Man, yeah.
Had them on the ropes.
Yeah.
And this is when you find out that Luther has the weird body.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
to be honest, okay, I have a lot of things to say about it.
Well, let's talk.
Yeah.
One, it was kind of like, they were like, whoa. And it's like, but you knew that there was something not right.
Look
when
at
you
him.
Saw him
yeah.
in his clothes.
Well, I guess I didn't think that he was a monkey, pretty much. You know, he
right,
was a gorilla.
He's kind of hairy, but really, yeah. like, him taking his shirt off, like, doesn't really change what is grotesque about his body.
It looks a little weird, the pecs. And the texture of the skin.
Yeah, the texture. Yeah, that's definitely.
And dude, he can always go get a Brazilian wax, you know.
Right. But it's nothing to be like, you'd be like, whoa, you'd be like, well, that's a little weird. But I do like the fact that they showed how he became it so that they could still show that this actor is sexy, because they showed him with his regular sexy body.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought it was creepy, him going to the girl's room with his robe all open and stuff. I'm like, dude, what are y'all doing? Y'all, you ain't being a little obvious here. So I really like Hazel, man.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was John Goodman at first.
Mary J. Blige's character with Cha-Cha, she didn't bother me. I mean,
I
did like it when they got high off the chocolate and burnt the.
Now let me say this about
they were so
the getting high on a chocolate thing. I was sitting there in that scene and I was like, kind of like, where is this going? What's happening here? Because it lasted for so long with them just raving out.
Yeah.
I was like, what's happening? So anyway, man, then we got Pogo, who I really love. I love the monkey, man.
Okay.
I love the chimpanzee. You say, of course I do.
Very Planet of the Apes.
Adam Gottlieb, the voice.
Right. Now, Sir Reginald, man, what a piece of garbage the daddy was.
Man,
yeah, he was a piece of shit.
They all had reason to like, hate him.
Even the scummy boyfriend, he definitely had a reason to hate him.
He was, yeah, he did. That flashback scene when they showed his
origin. I understand, dude.
Dude, you did not have to embarrass that kid like that.
You didn't have to do that, man.
You know, it was like, wow.
Had everybody laughing at him and shit.
And the boyfriend is one of the 45, right? No, he was born on the same day.
That's why. Yeah, he was born. He was naturally born.
Yeah, he's terrible. Sir Reginald is awful.
He's an awful guy.
Terrible.
He is, man.
He gets everything. And I don't think he's dead.
You know?
No.
Oh.
That thing where Klaus had a scene with him.
Right, because like you said.
Klaus was like, it was different. Yeah, it wasn't the same.
Yeah, it wasn't the same as when I talked to dead people.
Right. It was very different. And so we forgot about the one brother that was dead.
Benny.
Ben.
He's around the whole time, and so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's fucking. Yeah, he Klaus can see him.
Yeah, and then like you know when Klaus's power gets a little better and he can actually like physically touch him and stuff.
Yeah, they do the whole
so cool
the whole ghost Patrick Swayze thing, Tiff.
Yeah.
I do like this whole set. Like, I'll probably go start watching it again as soon as we're done with the show because, like, it's very, I think it's good.
Oh, it is. It is.
Boy,
it's pretty good, Tiff. It's pretty good.
Leonard Peabody. Boy, I knew that dude was bad news.
Yeah. Right? He just looks bad.
Man,
at first I did, but you know, as you said, maybe the second episode, like, oh yeah, this dude.
He bugged me, dude. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you all up in it. It bugged me when he was in an apartment.
Really? Getting the lessons?
No,
when he was there without her.
Oh. Now, he ended up putting flowers in there?
Yeah.
Creepy, dude. Yeah. That's a foul, dude. I got your keys. That don't mean you gave me permission to put something in your apartment, dude. Mm-hmm. Creepy, dude. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, boys and girls, if you're out there, you ever get your girlfriend's or boyfriend's keys and they don't give you permission to go in there? Don't go in there and put no flowers thinking that's going to be all cute, okay? She's going to call the cops on your ass. Right. You know? Right. So, well, who else do we got here? So we have all the characters as young, and I like the flashbacks when they're young and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, man, how about the waitress and Hazel?
Oh, man, the donut lady.
The donut lady?
Agnes.
You just love that.
The one line she said. I mean, what was the boss? I forgot the boss's name. The lady that you know that controls the time.
You know, I got her confused for a moment because I thought it was the mother as a robot in the future.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she did look that.
They looked alike from a distance, and then when they got close,
I could see. Yeah, I could see that.
So your boy number five blows her up, and she comes back. Right, she heals, and now she's pissed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they got this whole time bureau thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's gonna be like the end of the world, and it actually happens.
Right,
the last episode.
Yeah,
the way it happens, it's like, damn.
Yeah, that was cool.
It happened differently than it did in the future because when number five first comes back, they're all there,
right?
Except for the sister.
Well, he didn't see her. Which one?
Vanya.
Well, right. Vanya's not there. Is the other sister there? And he has the eye in his hand.
Yeah, the dude has the eye.
Dude got that prosthetic eye super fast, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He got that fast.
Well, what was so crazy, though, I was like, wow, you paid those dudes I knew he paid them dudes to beat him up.
Me too.
I knew that.
Very predictable.
I did know that. But I didn't think that, damn, they was going to kick your eyeballs in your head.
He got his ass. He got his.
He did get fucked up. Oh. He got his money's worth.
Boy. goodies.
You got your ass kicked in money.
They turned him into a pinata, boy. Man. Zip, 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 zip. It was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. You ain't playing around with stuff. You know, you should have just left well enough alone, man.
Right.
Don't be playing with this family. They all got these paws.
Well, he found out the hard way. He did find out the hard way. He pushed her too hard.
Yeah, so it is a kind of predictable journey, but just seeing Klaus in scenes.
He was great.
So
he was
funny
good,
to
he was
me.
Good, he was a great dude.
Old boy goes to the rave and start and finally get him some booty for the first time.
And he busted the body. He's like, oh, this is your first time? Oh, my God.
He's like, it's so adorable.
Right, right. Yeah.
How about when Klaus goes to Vietnam for a year?
Oh, yeah.
Comes back just toe up.
Yeah, just a different man. Yeah, different man.
Yeah, he's better for it.
Yeah, he's more mature.
Now, I'm tripping that he didn't summon the boyfriend.
He did. He tried to.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that.
I think, matter of fact, I think the boyfriend gave him a pep talk one time.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Did I fall asleep?
You might, you know what? Because I think, what's his name? Ben kind of referred to him and, you know, he had flashbacks and stuff. I think he did kind of maybe give him a pep talk.
I thought he had a memory of him, but I don't remember him, like, hanging out with him does.
Yeah, no, it was very brief, though, I believe. Yeah, I got. Well, you know what? I'm going to go check it out again because I might be wrong.
I think you're making this up, Dwayne.
I'm not making it up. This is just what I interpret.
Right. I think this is your mind. I don't remember seeing him talk to him.
These are alternative facts. Michael.
Okay. All right. Well, so I think the show was very well done. Mm-hmm. I think they spent just the right of money on it. You know, these shows are so cinematic. It's like sometimes, like, you're like, damn, why even go to the movies anymore? Because this looks just as good as anything else, you know.
Well, some scenes were a little the bowling alley scene with the shooters.
I thought it was fine. What was wrong with it? There was no special effects in that.
I know. No, it's just that come on, you're missing. You got all these machine guns shooting at this. You know what I mean? It's like, how can you miss?
That has nothing to do with whether if it's cinematic or not. I'm talking about
the look.
The amount of money that's being spent on these shows and stuff like that. It looks great. It looks if you took this and put it in the theaters, people would have went and had a ball. You know, you would have to shorten it up, but you wouldn't. It's cinema quality is what I'm saying. It's like, and the amount of money they put in the fight scenes and the special effects, and it's like, wow, it's just over the top what they do with these shows now. It's like, wow, why go to the movies? We got to go see Captain Marvel.
They're
going to make you go spend the money. Yeah. Anyway, man. We didn't spoil it too bad for you, Tim.
No. I'm going to watch it. I'm excited.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this, man.
I did too.
I mean, this is the kind of shit that you're looking for, you know? Mm-hmm. And I went down a rabbit hole bad, man. Me and my daughter started it. We watched The Punisher. And then we was like, yeah, I'll watch Umbrella Academy. I said, you want to watch this with me? I said, it might be cool. So she came down, and next thing you know, we was just like, one after the other, after the other.
How many days did it take you to finish it?
Like two.
Wow.
Yeah. We rode on
it
last weekend.
It took me about 4 or 5 days because I was watching like 2 episodes before I go to work.
Yeah. Tiff.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy it. We really didn't spoil that much. It's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. That's like, you know.
All right.
And so I recommend, man.
Yeah, it's good, Tiff. Yeah, you'll like it. You will like it.
Yeah, good stuff. So that's it, man. I don't think we got anything left to say. I have no idea what we're going to do next week.
All right.
I didn't see anything else that might be what we need to do. So if not, we'll announce it, man. We always do our duties and stuff. So we'll check it out.
How about Streets of Fire?
Streets of Fire. Ooh. Oh, shoot. That's something we got to discuss.
I just came on. That's all I was just saying. You know, we have the phone, you know.
Raven and all that good stuff.
Right. So that's it, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the entire posse signing off this week. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
All right. And Mr.
SMOOVE spells the smooth. No, it just spells smooth. Not Dwayne.
Not Dwayne. Yeah. All right, and until next week, y'all, we will be
on
Patrol.